Travelers can expect some changes to come to Tampa International Airport soon. Al Illustrado, Vice President of Facilities and Customer Services at TIA, said the construction for a $20 million top-to-bottom modernization of the main terminal is planned to start early next year. There's already a $1 million ticketing and curbside baggage claim enhancement project underway at the airport.
So there'll be a number of things that visitors will see and come in contact with that will get an uplift and a fresh look, and hope to have a wide appeal to both local folks that are here and visitors that come in from other areas, other countries, and other parts of this country.
TIA Community Relations Coordinator Christine Osborne said, a blueprint for the new look of the main terminal was discussed during a visioning session held by the Aviation Authority board members and the design team last week.
It was what could be considered maybe a focus group, where the designers first went through and talked about the process. They explained all of the features of the airport that they were looking at, everything from what you would expect on a redesign, things like carpeting and lighting and furniture. But it went really beyond that to talk about what people think of when they visit Tampa, what they would expect to see inside the airport, because Tampa International Airport, it's the gateway, and oftentimes when we invite tourists to come to our area, the airport is their first impression of Tampa Bay.
The modernization project includes all three levels of the main terminal: ticketing, transfer, and baggage claim. Airport will have restrooms with hands-free technology, tile floors instead of the existing carpeting, a customer outreach center to learn more about TIA, a new chapel, clearer signs, a United Service organization for the large local military presence, and a tourist center to find out about all the events and attractions in the Tampa Bay area.
We want you to say, wow, you know you're in Tampa Bay.
Although the main terminal modernization will be completed sometime in 2013, some improvements will be finished by next August, just in time for the Republican National Convention. Illustrator pointed at redesigned diagrams and said construction will come to a halt and barricades removed during the convention.
We'll be working in earnest to accomplish at least half of the restrooms to be modernized in this facility, some new customer tourism stations on the baggage claim so we can better assist visitors when they come to town, some very large monitors that you can see in some of our renderings here that will be used in our baggage claim. So when visitors come from other areas, they can see our beautiful beaches. We can give them a bit of what the weather is in the area, and we'll perhaps have a little bit of advertising on there as well.
For the remaining time, Illustrator said that the construction will not bring discomfort to travelers. Students from Everest College in Tampa are conducting a survey at the airport, asking leisure and business travelers for their input into the renovation project. Survey questions span from what areas of TIA could use improvement to what folks associate the most with the Tampa Bay area. Stephanie Collins is one of those students.
The most popular answer so far is the children's play area and the technology centers. We've also had a lot of answers for them, people wanting to see sports icons and Florida wildlife and agriculture displayed on the walls of the airport for the new wall covering.
Last Saturday, members of the redesign team asked airport customers for their input on the modernization project. They were stationed on the transfer level of the main terminal, where the public was invited to learn more about the modernization project and offer suggestions for the renovation.
When I leave my house to use this airport, I do not know how long the ticket counter line is going to be, and I don't know how long security line is going to be. Those are the two things I don't have control over. Now, if I had a better idea of how long those waits were at the particular time I'm coming, then I don't have to get here quite so early. I mean, I don't want to get here 2 hours early and then find out I get right through. Or get here an hour early and find out I missed my plane.
That was Chris Altman from Brandon. He had conducted a survey on the economic impact of TIA on the community when he was a MBA student at the University of South Florida in 1979. He said that he has had a passion for TIA since its beginning in 1971 and is enthusiastic about the upcoming changes. Yet, other people, like Judson Sanderson from Manatee County, feel that the main terminal makeover might be a waste of money.
I hope they're not spending money just to spend money because the government gave them some money for transportation, because it's fine just the way it is.
Last week, TIA announced it will start offering twice-a-week direct flights to Zurich, Switzerland, which Illustrator said will help the economy of Tampa Bay.
The representatives from Edelweiss that were here this week took a great tour of the area and going back with great stories of beaches and bush gardens and all the wonderful amenities that the community has to offer to share with those folks.
You can find links to more information about the airport redesign projects on our website, wmnf.org/news. Reporting from Tampa International Airport for WMNF News, I am Alessandra Dapra.